I guess once they got the lead, they could wipe out their game or kind of project that more against you guys.
No, we, you know, we knew what they were going to come with, and you know, they're a bigger team. They play pretty heavy, and you know, we didn't shy away from anything, but we didn't kind of. There was really no pushback. They, you know, they were getting on us, getting in front of us, and you know, we were getting pucks all the way behind their D, making them work. And you know, we've been successful first bunch of games here with getting that, you know, getting in the offensive zone, making plays, and you know, keeping it at our end, which it makes it easy on us in the defensively. So, no, it's a tough game. You know, it's a tough start for both teams, but just kind of feel out process, but. I think they, when they had some chances to make plays in Barrie, they did.
First period, it was kind of difficult for you guys to find some flow, maybe with all the whistles and stoppages. How did you feel you adjusted going into the second? And, you know, did that kind of hinder your speed and the way you guys are able to play in that fast transition game?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not great when there's a lot of whistles and a lot of stoppages, but, you know, both teams are going through the same thing. But, you know, obviously we'd like to play a fast game and keep the flow going, keep some good changes, but... yeah, you know, we just tried to have a good, better start in the second. I think we did.
So how much did that really disrupt things for you? Because you do like to play fast, you do like to have the puck a lot, and they really slowed down to their pace.
Yeah, you know, I think they did a really good job of clogging up the neutral zone. You know, maybe sometimes we weren't coming together as fives, and you know, playing to a guy that's further up, just chipping in, and their D can, you know, get on it first. And you know, we had a good run here for the last little bit, but you know, tonight's a little grounding process. You know, we didn't have a best game, so we got to stop the bleeding at one, and look forward to a big tilt in Florida on Monday.
You guys like to press up, especially the D, to kind of gap up in the neutral zone. They kept putting some guys behind you to kind of almost cherry pick a little bit. Does that change your game at all?
Well, it does affect you know, at least one or if not two guys gap, because you got to respect the stretch guy. And you know, if they get a guy coming underneath the speed, you're kind of standing still, and you know, you got to kind of back up. So, obviously, when there's five guys in front of you, it's easier. But yeah, they played a smart game tonight. Wasn't anything special. We knew what they were going to do, but like I said, they had a couple opportunities on the power play, cashed in, and you know, a couple chances 5-on-5, and they made the most of it.
Thank you, guys.